This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
But he does not need your religion. He has science.
Science!
Socialism.
Socialism!
Birthdays!
Birthdays!
Christians can't have birthdays.
Well, at least we know his aunt and uncle aren't
No. Say Christians have birth again days.
The literary world is filled with thousands of brilliant tomes, undiscovered jewels of knowledge and insight, ethereal texts of beauty and heartbreak, bearing the soul of the human condition. These works are just waiting, begging to be told. The stories herein, however, are not those kinds of works. Tonight, prepare yourself to witness a battle of the ages. In this corner, the men and women known only as Nighthorse. With their combined intellectual weight and steadfastness, they steel themselves for the slaughter to come. And in this corner, from the dark dredges of the internet, the worst of the worst kind of literary abortion, fan fiction. Bad fan fiction. Fan fiction so terrible that to even approach it is to go mad. The battleground, dramatic reading. The weapons, alcohol. Inebriating substances which, when our readers make mistakes and fumbles in their recitation, will be imbibed in order to preserve their mental stability. The winner is determined by who falls first, the selection of fan fiction or a member of Nighthorse. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction.
Ah, guys, I can't get the cables, guys. I can't put it in the hole right. Somebody help me here.
Okay, Steve, I'm gonna drive over there, and I'm gonna take those cables and I'm gonna shove them down your throat if you don't put them in the right hole.
Oh, this is Overclocked After Dark.
No, it's not.
You guys are really, really bad at this.
Oh, this is Friday Night Fan Fiction, where we read terrible fan fiction and get anally molested with jumper cables.
Yes,
that sounds more accurate.
Okay, fantastic. I'm Steve L, known as Level 99. Tonight, joining us on the show is Logan, Steve, Sean, Brad, Spencer, Roy, and the referee, Val.
And
what did we do last week, guys? We read some creepypasta bullshit and finished up Gamers Fantasy 8, right?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
And we spent the last 20 minutes trying to decide what we were supposed to be reading tonight.
Yeah, because some people are terrible.
Because you decided to go back on what you said last week. You said last week we'd read 30H Potter, and then you said, well, actually, what are we going to read this week?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, we could read 30H Potter, but then somebody went and said, all of the Harry Potter Christian fanfiction is done!
Because you asked. You asked everyone what we should read.
Yeah, this is a democracy.
Instead of being a leader, Steve-o.
Go eat your fondue!
I'm eating my fondue!
All right.
And it loves me.
Well,
unlike us.
Yeah.
Wow.
The show is dynamic enough that we could spend 1 week doing something different. Plus, we did shove off in order to read the terrible creepypasta you posted, Roy.
Hey, it was a Halloween special.
That was scary.
I had nightmares about reading fan fiction after that. Not nightmares about the actual, like, subjects of the fanfiction, but nightmares about reading fanfiction. I get nightmares because I sleep in a bed with you, Val.
Me worse than your mom?
I don't sleep in a bed with my mom.
So instead of saying the title of the fic, read the love at the top of the fic.
Read the description first.
All right.
Yes.
I need some whimsical music in the background. I'll have to edit this later. That's not whimsical. That's fucking Entrance of the Gladiators. Do you want your little ones to read books and they want to read Harry Potter books? But you do not want them to turn into witches? Well,
no, that happens to me all the time.
This is the story for you. Hi, I'm Billy Mays. This story has all the adventure of J.K.R.'s books and more. Don't go away.
And it doesn't turn your babies into Satan worshippers.
It will not lead your children astray. For concerned mommies everywhere, blessings, Grace Ann. Sign up now, we'll give you an egg toaster.
Okay.
We are
so the name of what we're reading is Hogwarts School of Prayer and Miracles.
Yep.
Close parenthesis.
Well, tonight, I want Brad to start.
Okay. Hello, friends. My name is Grace Ann.
Hi, Grace Ann.
Welcome to Fanfiction Anonymous.
And I'm a recovering Catholic.
I'm new to this whole fanfiction thing. But recently, I've encountered a problem that I believe this is the solution to. My little ones have been asking to read the Harry Potter books. And of course, I'm happy for them to be reading. But I don't want them to turn into witches.
There's the thought.
I'm just imagining them going to sleep and waking up like, Mom, there's something wrong.
No, they open the book, like, and the instant hats. They open the book, there's this like cartoony smoke cloud, and they just poof, witches.
And they put on wizard hats.
No, wait a second. I didn't pick up Harry Potter 1. I picked up the Necronomicon. God, hey, when that happened.
Mom, it hurts. What hurts, honey? My soul.
They open the book. The book punches them suddenly. Cartoony Batman thing that just says, witch! And then witches.
Cheers.
Works.
Yeah. Anyways,
so I thought, why not make some slight changes to these books? Are family friendly. And then I thought, why not share this with all the other mommies who are facing the same problem? So, ta-da. Here it is.
So, ta-da.
So like, she put a
hyphen in the wrong place. Instead of in between ta-da, it's in between so and ta.
I get the visual of my mother sitting at the computer with a holy Bible next to her, just typing with her hands like this. For like, all the other mommies, we're facing the same problem. So ta-da, here it is.
That is pretty accurate.
Can't wait to share this at Bible group.
Do re mi fa so ta-da.
I am so excited to share this with all of you. So, without further ado, once upon a time, there was a little boy named Harry Potter who lived under the stairs in a house on Privet Drive with his aunt and uncle. He was a good, obedient boy who did all his chores, but felt that there was something missing in his life.
Wait, Al, what was the... You made a mistake?
Yeah, but he failed. He skipped the...
Well, the drinking begins already. This Christian book has already forced people into alcoholism.
Just like all the other ones.
I wanted to be more family friendly about this kid who lives under the stairs.
And also, how about his friends end up getting killed and...
No spoilers! Spoilers!
Brad,
it's
please
not a spoiler.
Yes, it is.
I bet you people in Slytherin are still Satanists.
Let him read!
But he felt that there was something missing in his life. Something big and... but he could not quite name it. He stayed up every night and wished for this special thing, something. But then one day, there was a knock at his door, and everything changed.
His clothes, his room, his world.
Answer the door, Harry, his Aunt Petunia, a career woman, barked from her armchair where she sat with her feet up. She had short, curly blonde hair and never wore any makeup.
I think she's calling her a lesbian.
No.
Career woman, short curly hair.
Come on.
Uncle Vernon nodded sheepishly from the kitchen and put a tray of moist, chocolatey brownies in the oven.
He's calling her a feminazi.
Oh, man.
That's what it looked like, yeah.
Like Uncle Vernon was not... Vernon was not sheepish.
Well, they changed it.
Keep going. Shouldn't you be doing that? Harry thought, but he was a very obedient young boy. So he answered the door right away.
There is underlying darkness in this entire
story. Oh, there's so much. There's so much darkness in this one.
He turned the brass metal doorknob and pulled open the heavy wooden door. On the porch was standing a huge, muscular man.
Penis!
No.
I want to say Steve Drake.
Muscular man with a big, manly beard. And he was dressed in a plaid red shirt, blue jeans, and sturdy leather boots.
And black eyeliner.
I'm here to chop your tree down, man.
Black lipstick, white foundation.
His chest was covered in a thick, unruly carpet of coarse brown hair.
It was imported from India.
Oh, yes. It was Paul Bunyan.
He wore a necklace that looked to Harry to have a lowercase p. Just looking at Harry, feel happy, peaceful somehow, but he couldn't say why. Good morning, kiddo, the man greeted amiably and smiled at Harry. He had the peaceful, friendly sort of face you just knew you could trust.
This guy who apparently like looks like just a redneck biker had a real, just looked like you could trust him immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. My name is Hagrid. Could I speak to your mommy and daddy? I don't have a mommy or daddy, Harry replied sadly.
Are you five?
No, he's 10. Aren't you read the books?
We have this is the rewritten book. And looked at his raggedy old shoes that were blue. Perhaps that was why he felt so lonely, he thought. Not for the first time.
Because he has old shoes.
Yes.
Or maybe because they were blue. Blue was a terrible color.
It's blue. Maybe that was what he was missing. A mommy and daddy. But no, that was not quite right. I am so sorry to hear that, Hagrid uttered emphatically. You can speak with my auntie and uncle, Harry retorted politely.
Okay, two things. How do you do that? You can't retort politely. And the other thing is that is an improper use of a semicolon. If you don't know how to use one, don't fucking use one.
This woman is really, really fond of the semicolon.
Oh yeah, she uses a lot of them.
Please no.
Retorted politely and blinked his big... What was that?
Fucking Chowder's phone that goes off every single time he fucking reads.
And blinked his big blue childlike eyes.
He was begging like a puppy for bacon
strips. His eyes are green!
What do you want? Aunt Petunia peered out the door with her narrow, suspicious eyes. And she was wearing a baggy, unflattering pants.
And she was listening to rock and roll and using power tools.
Yeah!
Nothing more devilish than power tools, man.
I just watched a dog poop. What did I miss?
Not much. Nothing. Keep reading, please.
I think a book was more
interesting. Steve, shut the fuck up.
Just go. Just read.
Hello, neighbor. I was wondering if you have been saved. Hagrid exclaimed brightly and tipped his wide-brimmed straw cowboy hat.
I come from the park, three miles away.
I wonder where in America this woman lives.
I can't imagine.
Wyoming?
Aunt Petunia laughed a grave, gravelly laugh and leaned forward on her sturdy, practical boots. Saved? Don't tell me you're one of those Christians.
No, that's why she's being really mean to Aunt Petunia, because she's not Christian.
She is a satanist.
Harry did not know what that word meant, but Hagrid's smile was the most peaceful smile he had ever seen. It made Harry feel warm and happy inside, just seeing the glowing, radiant grin on the kind, friendly stranger's face.
Also, totally making him Jesus.
He wondered why Aunt Petunia and Uncle Vernon did not smile like that.
Because they were Mormons.
Because they're not Christian. Being anything other than a Christian prevents your face from forming into a smile.
This is like the perfect anti-Maya model.
No. I get it now. Aunt Petunia and Uncle Vernon are Lutherans. That's why they don't smile.
Oh my god.
Yes, I am, Hagrid replied kindly. Are you? Aunt Petunia laughed again and stuck her pointy, sharp nose up in the air. We are too smart for that. Haven't you read?
Yeah, Dawkins.
It says Dawkins. There's no R.
I think this woman first needs to be educated on the Dawkins before she can educate others.
What is a Christian? Harry queried innocently and scuffed his shoe on the shaggy yellow carpet, which had not been vacuumed in quite some time.
This is so subtly sinister.
Clean their house.
Christians are people who want to be good, Hagrid explained wisely, and crouched down so he was on eye level with Harry. We want to go to heaven after we die. Do you know what heaven is, Harry? Harry shook his head. His big eyes were wide and curious. Heaven is a beautiful place where we can be with God.
Okay, I'm interested. Tell me more.
Tell me more. Have some money.
Here's a pamphlet for you to read. Would you like to know more?
Aunt Petunia smacked her hands over Harry's young ears.
Ow, what the fuck?
And her voice was sickly sweet when she said, "Thank you very much for your concern, sir. But we have... But we..."
No, he does. Oh my god, I read ahead.
I read ahead.
No, stop reading ahead.
Same one.
"But he does not need your religion. He has science.
Science!
Socialism.
Socialism!
Birthdays!
Birthdays!
Christians can't have birthdays.
Well, at least we know his aunt and uncle aren't witnesses.
No. So Christians have birth again days.
So she's drinking. Like the entirety of Canada Satanists or preps.
"Haven't you heard of evolution? I have a very good textbook on evolution that I could give you on it if you would like to learn things." Hagrid laughed wisely. "Evolution is fairy tale."
Irony! It's in the air.
"You don't really believe that, do you?" "Yes, I do," screeched. Aunt Petunia screeched. "Well, then prove it." Aunt Petunia could only stare at him, and her big mouth hung open dumbly.
I keep reading.
Here, she thought she was so educated and always demanded that Christians prove what they believed in. But she couldn't even prove her own religion.
No! It's not!
It's the Dawkins.
It was then that Harry knew who the smart one here was.
The other one.
No one.
"Tell me how to get to this heaven place," Harry cried wistfully, clasping his hands together. "Sometimes the wisdom of little ones is really amazing. We think we grown-ups know it all, but then God speaks through the mouth of little ones and shows us how we are all mortals struggling along the path of life."
Wait a minute, isn't that considered child molestation?
Yes.
I don't know.
With candy.
"Jimmy, where on the doll God spoke through you?"
Tell you.
"All you have to do is be saved. Do you want to be saved?" I do, Harry squeals, jumping up and down. "Then say the sinner's prayer."
Pray the sinner's prayer.
Prayer. Aunt Petunia tried to stop him, but she was powerless against Harry's pure, innocent, holy energy. Soon, Harry had said the prayer. Hagrid beamed happily. "You're a Christian now, Harry."
Wait a minute, wouldn't saying the sinner's prayer make you into a sinner, and saying the Christian's prayer turn you into a Christian?
I think what she means is the prayer of a sinner to try and reform.
Oh, okay.
That's not in the Bible.
And it's also not you become a Christian. It's not how you become a Christian.
No prayers can just make you, now you're magically a Christian.
Ta-da!
"You're a Christian now, Harry," Hagrid cried proudly. Harry smiled, but then interrogated.
"No.
But how do I be a Christian? I don't know how." Hagrid grinned widely. "There is only one place to learn that. Hogwarts School of Prayers and Miracles." Author's note. "So what do you all think? I may not be a professional writer, but I think I am being given the talent to pull this off in service of a greater mission. Blessings, Grace Anne."
All right.
Okay. So let's pause for a moment to remember she read this to her children. This is basically indoctrination, even more so than like standard Southern family indoctrination. I'm assuming this woman's Southern.
Really, you like can replace references to God with Xenu, and it's a Scientology indoctrination.
Duzul!
That's a great idea. I'm going to get so many reviews on fanfiction.net if I do that.
I'll go next.
Yeah, oh, I wanted to go.
Oh, if only it was possible for both of you to read in the one episode.
Damn.
It's not too bad.
Fine, Logan, hurry up before I pass out.
Or vomit all over my keyboard.
Author's note. "Hello, friends. I've been getting so many lovely thankful messages from mommies everywhere, and I just want to say thank you for all your encouragement. However, I have also been getting several messages saying that my story is bad because Harry Potter is not about witches. It is also about friendship and kindness and bravery.
It's not
friends,
even about witches.
This is exactly what I have been saying. Harry Potter has many good things about it, but it still has witchcraft, so my children cannot read it. But that is why I am writing this.
so they can have all the adventure and good morals of the Harry Potter books without all the bad stuff that is bogging it down.
You know what has witchcraft? The Bible.
He's still reading.
Matthew 3:12, right?
Okay, I'm interrupting with Matthew 3:12.
Too bad, I'm the one who did it.
His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering
you
his...
You will thoroughly clear.
No, I'm reading a different translation. God. Gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
Hogwarts School of Prayer and Miracles? Harry queried and clasped his hands. Just at hearing the name, he felt such a sense of inner peace. He wanted to have more of that peace, and he wanted to learn how to be a good... He was starting to think that peace and being a good Christian were, in fact, the exact same thing.
Ugh.
I want to go there! Hagrid beamed widely. He had been praying so hard to save a soul today, and he was so happy to have saved the soul of such a sweet, earnest little one. The poor boy, being raised by two parents who were not Christian...
Oh, no.
And who both went to work and left him at a babysitter all day long.
They wouldn't be that kind. They would have just left him locked in the cupboard.
It was a good thing Hagrid got here in time. 5 years down the road, Harry might have been a fornicating, drug-addicted evolutionist.
Oh, no!
I'm sorry. Did you say an 11-year-old?
I totally did. Drinking.
Yes!
You know, dude. I hardly believe that fornicating, drug-addicted people are going like, listen, I know I'm doing all this, but at least I'm an evolutionist. I don't think that's the
one. No. Fornicating, drug-addicted evolutionist. There's no evolutionist that isn't drug-addicted and not fornicating.
Excuse me. 11-lutionists?
11-lutionists. Don't be silly, Harry, Aunt Petunia commanded and wrung her long, bony hands. Come back inside. I will read to you about evolution from the Dawkins. You do not need that silly religion. Harry scrunched up his little innocent little face and thought very hard. Aunt Petunia and Uncle Vernon were as close to parents as he had, and this was the only home he knew. Could he really leave? But he was saved now. He had prayed the sinner's prayer. He could not stay here, not anymore, not with what now.
Oh my God!
Oh, read ahead!
Suddenly, that sentence was pretty bad.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Suddenly, he knew what he had to do.
He uttered calmly
with childlike wisdom, evolution is not real, and I am going to Hogwarts. No! No, Harry! Aunt Petunia screeched desperately. I have an idea. You can have a second birthday today. You like birthdays, right?
What is the deal with birthdays?
Is he too?
What the shit?
Birthdays are not of God.
Bullshit!
Harry verbalized knowingly.
What the fuck is Christmas? What is it? It's a big birthday. It's a huge birthday.
I'd like to announce my Indiegogo campaign for my new album, What is Christmas?
What is Christmas? And looked at his aunt with an innocent wisdom. You tried to corrupt me, but it did not work. But I forgive you, Aunt Petunia, because of Luke
23:34.
Man, a sin of prayer suddenly gave him the Bible knowledge. Luke 23:34 is, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots.
I've been reading the Bible behind your back, Aunt Petunia.
The last 2 seconds.
Even though I didn't know what it was. He stopped time. Hagrid was amazed once again at the wisdom of little ones. He did not know he could forgive someone who had hurt him as much as that woman had hurt little Harry. Deny him the truth? Who could be so cruel? But Harry did not even think twice about it. He forgave, just like that. Truly, Hagrid gained a new understanding of Matthew 19:14.
Jesus said, Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these.
Evolution is not real!
Christmas
and birthdays are of the devil!
No, they're off the door.
Get to the point where the entire fanfiction are just Bible verses.
Yep.
Do not leave, Harry, Dudley wailed childishly. I must, Harry said, and stepped over the threshold.
I don't want to hear that.
I hope you are saved too one day. And with that, he and Hagrid began to walk down private drive.
Through his candy van.
All right, how will we get to the school, Hagrid? Harry queried curiously. We will pray, Hagrid retorted knowledgeably. How do we do that?
He just fucking prayed!
Too bad, he totally forgot.
No.
You put your hands together, you look
in. Shut up! Harry solicited inquisitively. Watch.
It's the verbs are so hard.
I know,
very.
It's so bad.
I know.
It's amazing.
It's always the verb adverb combo.
It's also, just add the ly to any word and you can basically.
Yeah, makes it an adverb. That's what adverbs are. Yeah, watch, Hagrid said. And then he got on his down on his knees on the road.
Road at
least. This is getting really disturbing.
He motioned for Harry to get down on his knees too.
Oh my god! This is the part of the fanfiction I was waiting for.
I can see where this is.
Get on your knees, Harry.
Hagrid raised his hands to the heavens and cried out in a deep, thunderous voice.
Praise the sun!
Dear Lord, take us to Hogwarts. Harry felt himself being whisked away, and in a moment, he was sitting in a cool, damp grass outside a humongous, beautiful castle. He looked in awe at the tall towers and the gray stones. Oh. What a beautiful place.
And Harry said, it's like magic. And then Hagrid smacked him, and said, that's no shot.
A tall, thin man with a long, pointed beard and big wire spectacles stood in front of Harry. He was wearing a brown tweed suit and a nice matching hat. His shoes were made of leather and polished until they shone. He had a smile much like Hagrid's smile, so peaceful. Harry just knew he could trust him. A kindly young woman with flowing blonde hair and a pleasant heart-shaped face stood beside this holy man.
Oh god, heart-shaped face? I just imagined like a love disc for the face.
Hello there, little one, the man greeted amicably. I am the Reverend Albus Dumbledore, and this is my wife, Minerva. Welcome to Hogwarts School of Prayer and Miracles.
My turn!
The Reverend can be married?
Author's note. What? Yes, Reverends can be married.
In Christian, they can. Catholics, they cannot.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Also, I would like to preface this now, two chapters in. We have no discrimination against anybody's religion at all. None whatsoever.
We make fun of them
We make fun of you regardless.
Yes, we make fun of everybody regardless. Chapter 3, author's note.
I would love to see what the woman's reaction would be if she was ever told that Dumbledore was gay. Because she probably never actually read beyond the first book at all.
Wait, Dumbledore is gay?
It's an afterthought. And
yeah, Rowling said it after the fact. It was never mentioned in the story, but apparently he was.
Okay. Hello, friends. I've struggled a lot about whether or not to keep going with the story, but with a lot of praying, my husband and I have decided it is the right thing to do. We want
She has another person in on this shit. Great.
Yeah. We want our little ones to have good Christian literature to read, and in this modern world, sometimes that can be hard to come by.
The Bible is the number one sold book ever.
It's also the number one stolen book.
So their kids can go into any Barnes & Noble and take a fucking Bible and just leave. No one gives a shit.
I mean, half this book is going to be Bible verse quotes, so you might...
Okay, so drink for Bible verse quoting. Every single time there is one.
No, we will die.
No. That's the rule. We're putting it in effect right now. So I will just have to make do. Smiley face.
She's not making do.
She's making poo. Pleased to meet you, Reverend Dumbledore. Harry replied enthusiastically and got to his feet. This sure is a beautiful place you have here. The Reverend beamed.
Why, thank you, little one.
I'm totally using her as the voice of Merlin from Merlin's Mystical Wonders.
And believe in magic.
His voice had a distinctive southern twang to it that made Harry feel so safe and welcome.
Why do you hear a southern twang in any way? It reminds me immediately of Deliverance, which does not make me feel safe
at all. Alright, fine. It's Reverend Motherfucking Ray Gillette.
This woman is so transparent about this whole story.
He knew in that moment that the Reverend was a man of God. This poor little one was being raised in a terrible situation. Hagrid declared, concernedly is not a goddamn word!
How many fics have we read that's come up?
Ah!
You're not done.
He was watched by a babysitter every second of the day. His aunt saw him as part of her perfect life package. like the big house, the fancy career, the speedy car. Suddenly, speed
as opposed to a church and praying and a God.
Steam train and work as a midwife
and horse carriages.
What the hell constitutes a fancy career anyway? A career making fancy ketchup.
A career as the fancy feast dinner packing plant.
Yeah, there you go. Fancy feast and fancy ketchup together.
She works for the Dawkins.
Dumbledore shook his head sadly. Too bad no one told her. Parenting should be about the children, not the parents. That is why it's called parenting. Hagrid.
That doesn't make any sense.
Hi, Beth.
Hi.
Hello, Beth.
We're reading Harry Potter for Christian Dummies 101.
That last sentence.
Fantastic. Is there a link somewhere?
Yeah.
Is it this Hogwarts School of Prayer and Miracles?
Yep, we're on chapter 3.
Okay,
here we go. Hagrid nodded wisely. Dumbledore turned to Harry and announced authoritatively, "Now you can start your classes tomorrow morning. Today, you can get settled in your dormitory. But first, why don't you eat dinner with my family and me?" "Really?" Harry gasped excitedly, so he was...
And then he hyperventilated.
You know, he's getting really excited about the things that everyone hates. Like, "Oh, could you eat dinner with us?" And we'd all be like, "No." But he's like, I can?
Wait. "I've never had a family dinner before." "Why don't you come with us then?" Dumbledore cried kindly.
He had birthdays.
Dumbledore cried kindly. How can... Whatever.
Instead of like...
And then got down on his knees!
He was like...
another premature fetus.
The holy trinity of the Dawkins is science, socialism, and birthdays.
Everyone else did the same, raising his large, massive, manly hands.
Damn it.
Up
to the heavens. Dumbledore bellowed in a voice even louder than Hagrid's had been, "Lord, please take us to the kitchen!"
You lazy motherfuckers!
So God is basically their frigging teleport bitch?
Yeah, yes. It's the God from the
Simpsons. Can you take me to the strip club?
It's Ned Flanders' God from the Simpsons.
Okey-dokey.
Suddenly, they all found themselves in a tasteful, decorated kitchen.
Why would they go to the
because
kitchen?
Because taste anyway? Is for...
Decorated by God.
It was completely covered in macrame. Wow! Harry shouted in awe. He was still getting used to the power of prayer. Sometimes we take the wonderful things the Lord gives us for granted. And it takes a newcomer to the fold for us to understand just how blessed we are. That was amazing! Hagrid smiled knowingly. God is an amazing guy.
And damn it, I already finished my beer.
He sure is.
Get another one.
The Reverend's wife chuckled before getting down to her knees.
Oh, yeah.
And raising her own hand. "Dear Lord, please set the table with the sky blue cloths and the Sunday dishes. And please give us biscuits fried golden brown and gravy, cream mashed potatoes, and my great Aunt Eleanor's corn casserole, corn on the cob slathered with butter, and for dessert, some chocolate raspberry cookie.
Could you also bring me my hemorrhoid donut?"
And
hemorrhoid donut.
My God, I really don't want to have to do any work at all for the rest of my life.
My favorite flavor of donut.
So just a quick interjection here. Instead of teaching her children about the power of friendship and triumphing over evil that has a tangential association with the occult, she's teaching them that if you want something, pray to God for it and don't get off your lazy ass.
Yes. I thought that was the Christian way.
God, can you give me the lap band?
God, can you please clean up the BP oil spill?
And God's like, "No."
It's the end of times. BP oil spill.
God just is up there, like, shaking a magic eight ball, and it's like, "Pray again later."
Coming from a Christian background myself, this woman is like completely fucking wrong on like everything. Yes.
Yeah, but, yeah, go.
And it hurts to read.
Well, now they're going to read you Back to the Future with a Christian theme, and instead of the power of love, it's going to be the power of prayer.
Oh.
No!
That's the power of prayer!
But.
Now I have to find where I was because I just ordered dinner from God. All of these things appeared on the table exactly as the Reverend's wife had asked for them, masterfully prepared and delicious smelling. Harry's mouth dropped open. Truly, this woman was a real Proverbs 31 wife. Is that
what is it, Roy?
What?
Okay, drink. Proverbs 31 is like, that's a whole
what's,
chapter.
Wait, what's so the drinking really game? Long. Also, Steve, nice boot.
Oh, thank you. It's Valerie's.
Nice boot, Val. What's the drinking game?
Drink. Is, well, besides our normal rules, drink for any reference to any specific Bible passage.
Oh, okay.
This is,
we're going to die.
No, okay, you're not going to
die. Okay, okay. But okay, hang on. So I think what he means is that basically there's a significant, like, two-thirds of Proverbs 31 is apparently called the wife of noble character. And it's just, I don't know, this is what a good wife is.
Okay. Basically, I'm going to assume silent, makes sandwiches on demand.
Doesn't oppose the man's ideas.
Verse 24, she makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes.
Then she got on their knees and took off their other sashes. is that how Hermione's normally spelled?
Are you saying she's scashing them?
Okay.
Yes.
Hermione! The Raven summoned loudly. Dinner time! Immediately and with cheerful obedience. An 11-year-old girl in a pretty big dress. That.
Just cheerful obedience.
That's the Christian way.
And cheerful obedience.
And when I say Christian, I mean Christian according to this batshit insane writer.
Keep going.
An 11-year-old girl in a pretty pink dress with a matching bow came running down the stairs.
It's Honey Boo Boo.
She ran over to her father. She ran over to her father and gave him the winning smile that daughters have. She won $50.
Ta-da!
Give it to God.
Welcome home, Daddy. She smiled.
Thanks, and Daddy. Thanks, Daddy.
Don't ever say daddy.
Daddy!
Especially Steve-O, don't say daddy.
Daddy!
Stop!
Say it a million times. It bothers them.
Daddy, 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 daddy!
She smiled and then turned to his wife. Can I help at all with the dinner, Mommy? It is all.
No, that's okay. I've already prayed to get everything done.
God already got everything. Slow, woman.
It is all prepared. Thanks be to God. Her mother retorted gracefully. Hermione nodded knowingly. Also,
she uses retorted and like knowingly so many often.
It took
so, so many times. Damn it, she's broken me.
You know,
broken me. Yeah. She
said Valerie brokenly. It actually took all in my power to not say Hermione nodded knottedly. Hermione, I would like you to meet Harry Potter, our newest student at Hogwarts, the School of Prayer and Miracles. Dumbledore introduced magnanimously.
Wow.
It's a good thing we didn't drink for any L-Y words, because we would definitely be dead.
Just any ad.
How old must her kids be that she's reading this to?
What, you
three,
didn't have that
they're young enough to believe this shit, but too old to understand words.
Harry, I would like for you to meet Hermione Granger, my beloved daughter. Do not.
She doesn't have the same surname as me for some whatever reason.
She's adopted.
Pleased to meet you! Hermione responded sweetly with an shy grin.
Yep, and shy grin.
Harry could barely respond. This was the most beautiful young woman he had ever come across. So different.
Boners on the like, devil. Boners on the devil.
Wasn't she hideous when she was like 11?
Well, I mean, she was like Mary Sue hideous.
For the entire book series, she was never portrayed as a sexual object until, you know, maybe at least like the sixth when Ron was interested in her. Harry was never interested in her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of normal, because then they were teenagers.
So different from all the girls in public school. I really almost said pubic.
Pubic school, where kids can go to learn about the pubis.
No, we're not.
This is a religious thing, so obviously they're not going to learn shit about their
Please continue.
Their pubes.
Who were focused on trying to be like the career women they saw on The Sex and the City.
Right.
What?
That changes the whole idea of the show.
This little one was the picture of innocence and godliness. Now, Dumbledore pronounced genially.
Drink for adverbs. I'm just gonna.
Fuck no.
No, you're gonna die. You're gonna die.
Let's eat. As the holy men, women, and little ones dug into the delicious manna the Lord had granted, the conversation amongst the adults turned darker. Harry listened intently, and he did not understand it, but he was very interested. Dark days are coming,
Hagrid pronounced gravely around a mouthful of casserole. I'm sorry.
Well, yes, it's close. It was blessing of coming into this world, and little ones at Hogwarts may be our last resort.
Psalm 127:5, drink for
Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court.
Dumbledore referenced solemnly, and the others around the table nodded knowingly. Hogwarts might be the last hope for the forces of good in this world.
Chapter 4, Dangerous Days Ahead. Author's note, hello friends. I apologize for being gone for so long. One of my little ones came down with pneumonia, so of course, my life has been nothing but doctor's appointments and chicken soup, and that's on top of all the other work a mommy has to do.
Doctors are against God's will.
Yeah, I don't know. And so is chicken soup. No, and all the other work... All the other work a mommy has to do, like, you know, praying to God to do all the work for you. It's really tiring and time-consuming. I had nearly forgotten about this little story of mine when I sat down to catch up my email, and lo and behold, there... I don't know how to use any punctuation. Email, and lo and behold, there were dozens of messages from this lovely site. Now, of course, there were some hateful messages that made me very sad. But for every review posted by an evolutionist, capital E, with a B in his bonnet, there were three lovely private messages from other mummies out there thanking me for doing the Lord's work. Wow! I know when the Lord is telling me something. So here is another chapter for all you mummies out there, and all you non-believers spreading hatred. Well, let's see if you aren't converted by the time this story's over. Smiley face. Well, I guess we're going to be converted by... We'll have to see. I think we're going to be converted, you guys.
It's all right. I've already looked up Pray the Gay Away camps for all of us to... for all of us to attend when this is over.
Oh, good.
This is
so,
this is I'm just getting hungry for chicken soup and...
If this was anything like being a Christian, I would be way more committed to doing it, because I would love to, you know, go visit my friends in America without having to spend, you know, $2,000 on flights.
You can just ask pray God, and, you're all right.
Yes. Hey, God, I need a first class flight to... No, I still want to take the flight, but just first class, thanks. Cool. When the delicious, filling dinner had ended, Harry wiped some last tasty cookie crumbs from the sides of his mouth. He was very full and very tired. Discovering the truth, capital T, being saved, and coming to Hogwarts, it had certainly been a long day for this little one. You look like you could use a good night's sleep, the Reverend's wife commented daintily. How would you like to move into your dormitory?
Dormitorily.
I would love to, love toingly, Harry cried. He was so excited to become a student here, whatever this school is, semicolon, and he was so grateful for the opportunities the Lord had given him. Sometimes, people who have done without are the most grateful. She's not subtle. Hermione, why don't you show our newest student to the dormitory? Dumbledore suggested wisely. I'd love to...
I can't deal with this!
I'd... love to
we're
daddy.
Not make do
daddy!
Hermione replied obediently with an innocent girlish smile, semicolon.
And oh, the semi! This is what happens when you don't go to public school. It's a fucking semicolon. You just gotta put it everywhere. Put it everywhere!
And you got on her feet.
One of them
with an
right?
innocent girlish smile, semicolon, and got on her feet, semicolon, and smoothed out the skirt of her becoming pink frock. Should I clean the kitchen first? You know that you don't have to do anything. I can take care of... Don't worry, I'll take care of the prayer tonight. I can take care of that tonight, the Reverend's wife answered indulgently, semicolon. And she was already beginning to clear the elegant porcelain dishes.
Oh my God, actual handwork? What, you're just not going to ask God to take care of your fucking dirty dishes?
No, God only makes the meals. You gotta clean the dishes.
This is not in God's contract.
Thank you, mommy, Hermione shouted gratefully, semicolon, and she walked over to Harry. Would you please come with me? Harry blushed shyly, semicolon, and got to his feet. His aunt had never taught him how to talk to pretty girls. She always said that pretty girls were shallow and not very smart, and that a real woman put her career first and didn't care about her looks, semicolon. But it only took one look at this godly young girl to realize just how wrong that was. A woman taking pride in her appearance is honoring the Lord, semicolon, because after all, it is the Lord who gave her a pretty face and nice hair. Taking care of that is important. Harry got the feeling that Hermione was as beautiful on the inside as she was on the outside.
Uh-huh.
Quick reminder that Harry became a Christian 4 hours ago.
But he already knew the verses, so, you know, he's a quick study.
He said the sinner's prayer. That injected all Bible verses into his head.
Roy, are you hang gliding right now?
This is my blanket. It reduces, the annoying echo of this room.
It's legit.
Yeah.
What the sinner's prayer did is, you know, all those how to act 50s and 60s videos where the girl has to, like, pamper herself for like half an hour before she goes out to do the dishes and the chores. I think it just infuses all of those into you.
Videos in the 60s.
It's kind of like the how to court people and how to be socially accepted. Yeah. Like, they're always really ridiculously funny until you realize that, like, people actually followed them back in the day.
The two little ones stepped out into the brisk, chilly night, semicolon, and for a few minutes, they were both silent. Harry did not think it was possible for this sweet, demure girl to be as nervous as he was, semicolon, but going by the silence, perhaps she was a little nervous herself.
Oh my god.
After a few minutes, Hermione welcomed shyly.
Are they gonna fuck in the eyes of God?
Let me try that again. After a few minutes, Hermione welcome to Hogwarts. It is a wonderful place, semicolon, and we really are so glad to have you here.
Purely.
This is the new Quistisis. Harry's face reddened as they crossed an expensive flowery field. Flowery
and then they were yelled at for it.
Don't walk on the flowery field. They were going in the direction of a cluster of imposing stone academic-looking buildings. They were probably an academic building of some kind.
Yeah.
Thank you, he muttered happily. It is beautiful, semicolon, and it feels very holy. It is, Hermione commented enthusiastically, semicolon, and her chocolate-colored, carefully curled tresses were bouncing along with her steps.
Wow, nice alliteration.
No, I'm not fast enough to try and redo that, is it? My father is a very godly man, semicolon, and to spread the word of the Lord is his greatest dream. Truly, truly, that is a noble dream. Harry responded gravely with wisdom beyond his few years.
Yearsly.
You're like five.
He responded respondedly.
11.
He is 11 at this point. Assuming that this actually starts at the same time real stuff.
So he responded with the maturity of a 14-year-old?
Yeah. Here, look at my three pubes.
They walked for a few more minutes in silence. Eventually, they reached the end of the lovely green meadow, in a lovely green meadowingly manner. This is the boys' dormitory. The devout young... Why did I skip that one? Oh, because two boys' dormitories. The boys' dormitory is this way, Hermione exposited knowingly, semicolon, and with the innocent, casual affection so often found in children, she grabbed Harry's hand as she led him around the edifice of classrooms.
I read orifice of classroom. I'm like,
I heard Oedipus.
She grabbed Harry's hand as she led him around the Oedipus orifice of classrooms.
This is so bad.
Harry was so nervous, semicolon, he could not think of anything to say. His brain fumbled for the perfect Christian thing to say, semicolon. But before he could even manage a word, Hermione came to a stop in front of a tall stone tower. This is the boys' dormitory, the devout young woman explained kindly, semicolon, and she gestured to the heavy oak door beside them. I would show you inside, semicolon, but I would hate to cause a scandal. I understand, Harry declared graciously. Too many young men these days.
This is some lovely social commentary.
This is just
that here.
The mother just telling, like, imagine the mother's reading this to her kids as they go to bed. Like, she's just saying this to them. Too many young men these days pressure young women into things undesired and forbidden.
Like watching MTV.
It is the mark of a true old-fashioned gentleman to respect.
Like watching TV.
To respect the fact that every young woman is another man's future wife.
Or another woman's future wife, depending on the state you live in.
No, or that is against God, Steve-o.
That's a, or she's a future cat lady.
Steve, stop speaking with those Dawkins tones.
I'm sorry, I can't stop watching the Learning Channel.
And we all know that it would be a dreadful, terrible thing, sin, to bring another man's wife into intimacy.
Oh, for a second I thought it said literacy.
So what she's saying is that, you shouldn't ever try and date girls because they will be someone else's wife.
No, yes. I think he means that Hermione is already married.
That's like the ultimate forever alone. It's like, just don't even try.
Yeah, maybe this is a Christianity that also is big on arranged marriages.
What he's saying is that women shouldn't even try because they're going to be someone's wife in the future. So stop trying.
How?
You know, we should start trying to get through the fic.
Why does modern culture suddenly treat that as okay simply because he does not have her yet? Man's laws may permit it, semicolon, but the laws of the Lord are not bound by time.
Oh my God, it is Barry the Vicar from Mugworld.
That's why you were promised in marriage by your dad before you would turn 14.
You want me to try that as want me to go as Vazza? Hermione moved to push open the imposing large door, but she struggled with the knob. hang on, I need to write that down. Struggled with the knob. It was quite a heavy door, but Harry was a good, devout Christian. Now, he would not have a young, godly girl struggling to open a door which he was perfectly capable of opening himself.
So atheists don't open doors for people?
Nope, fuck that.
I'm amazed that even that Christians open doors at all. I'm amazed they don't just pray to God to be there, you know, be the bellhop.
That's why they made automatic doors.
Barry!
With the simple faith so often seen in little ones, Harry got down on his knees, semicolon, and lifted his hands skyward, semicolon, and shouted...
shouted!
shut up! And shouted prayerfully.
Okay, empty your cups.
I almost spit out my drink.
Time to down the rest.
I'm not downing this.
Oh God, I fucking predicted this 2 seconds ago. Yep. Dear Lord, please open these doors, semicolon, and allow me to enter my new home. It's a fucking door.
I think you should go for next. A heavy door.
But hey, God, if you could just, you know, open that for me.
They don't want to touch the knob.
I know you're really busy giving babies malaria, but with a loud, thunderous boom that echoed throughout the expansive, beautiful campus, the doors crashed open. Harry stood up piously as Hermione's jaw dropped.
Clunk.
Now, it literally fell off. Now she knew for certain that this was truly a man of the Lord.
Because Harry woke up the entire...
Okay, that it takes too long to read that, as fun as it is. Harry was about to step inside when Hermione grabbed his arm. He blushed once more. Wait, Harry, Hermione uttered quickly. There's something you should know. Oh, we said this as well. What is it? Harry queried questioningly. We can't.
Keep going.
I quit.
You're right. She's speaking to him. My father says that dark times are coming. Hermione spoke worriedly. What is it, Harry queried questioningly? My father says that dark times are coming. Hermione spoke worriedly. There is a man named Voldemort who wants to destroy all that we stand for. He is... This is a good modern interpretation of Voldemort. He is pushing an agenda in Congress which will stop us from practicing our faith freely. But that is what our founding fathers built this nation for, Harry cried indignantly. No, not in your country, it's not. The freedom of religion. Voldemort doesn't care, Hermione remarked sadly, semicolon, and she shook her head. And he is gaining power. The freedom of Christians to practice our faith is disappearing by the day. Bullshit it is if it was Westboro back.
If Obama wins a second term!
Keep going.
Soon it will be like it was in Rome. Lovely, ladylike tears began to roll down her delicate, terrified face.
So they smelled like tampons?
Man, they're gonna make it like it was in Rome, you know, where the main religion of practice was Christianity.
Yeah, like they totally got rid of paganism, assimilated it, and then turned everything into Christianism. Like the rest of Europe.
Christianism.
Yes.
And I don't like lions. So she doesn't want it to be like it was Rome because she thinks she'll get mauled by lions or something. It will be all right. Harry reassured. Ah! Sorry. let me try that again. Harry reassured manfully. We will just need to pray really, really hard. That's why we're here after all. You're so brave, Hermione pronounced admiringly, semicolon, and she wiped the tears from her eyes. She flung her arms around Harry's neck. Thank you for giving me courage, sugar. Harry patted her head before departing and entering his new home. It wasn't until the doors had closed behind him, God closed the door behind him, that he realized that he did not know where he was supposed to sleep. The tower consisted of an old stone staircase winding up the steep, sacred walls, and there were doors leading into each bedroom off the stairway corridor. Harry felt very lost for a moment, but a quick prayer showed him the way. I thought he was just going to pray for a bed to be
no,
to appear.
He was just going to sleep under a staircase. Home sweet home.
No. What he did, he just said, "God, show me the way," and they just ushered him into the janitor's closet.
As he collapsed into his bed, very tired from such an eventful day, like what was it? Like a couple of hours of a conversation with the guy who appeared at the door, a couple of quick prayers, dinner, and then walking to his home. He thought about the days that were coming. It was truly a good thing that the Lord had called him when he did.
Yep.
All right, next.
On the telephone.
Steve Vincicle.
Author's notes. Hello, friends. Sorry, this chapter is a bit shorter than usual, semicolon, because just as soon as one of the sick little ones gets better, semicolon, wouldn't you know it, semicolon, another one starts running a fever.
Drink for semicolon.
It's almost like sickness is contagious or something.
It spreads through semicolons.
It spreads. It's those damn Dawkins. They keep on spreading sickness.
Yeah.
A mummy's life sure is exhausting. I wasn't planning on posting another chapter until things had settled down, semicolon, but the hubby says the work of the Lord doesn't wait for the whims of men.
You know what? You don't announce any more semicolons.
But
no.
It was only funny when I did it.
No, it wasn't even funny when you did it.
See, you can all thank Ephesians 5:22-24, drinking.
Oh my God.
For the speedy updates, smiley face.
5:22-24. Hang on.
Wait, so does that mean we drink three times because there's three included in that?
You know what she said? She said, thank this verse that says, wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything.
Val, go make me a sandwich.
This is why I won't get married.
Off.
No, fuck off, Ingley.
Okay. Oh, right. Yes, the Jesus, like the crucifix donger from...
Oh my God.
That website.
I have got to buy that.
That Jesus website.
All right, let's let him keep going.
All right.
Ooh, and on that note, some of you lovely readers have requested me to write down the Bible verses after each chapter. Well, far be it from me not to spread the word of the Lord. Another question I have gotten in the original books, Harry Potter and friends frequently question authority. And how do I feel about this? Well, that is quite a toughie you've asked me. I talked to the hubby about it, and we agreed that usually it is good to obey authority, but when authority is acting contrary to the Lord, you should talk to that authority about it. Acts 5:29.
Oh my God, I need another beer, and I just finished an entire boot of three
drink
beers.
Another boot, Steve-O.
You might just see authority figures making bad decisions in this chapter. Nobody is perfect except for the Lord. No, not even Dumbledore. No matter what the original books told you and how Harry Potter handles this will be a big question in this story. Hint, it will be very different than the original books. And finally, I got a PM. It's like she's emphasizing this like fucking William Shatner.
So-called.
And finally, I got a PM from a lovely friend who was a bit confused. So I'll just clear this up now. I do not own the original books and those who belong to JKR. So without further ado,
Acts 5:29 is just Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men."
Wow.
Harry Potter woke up drowsily in a comfy, fluffy mattress.
Wait, in the mattress?
In a mattress?
So being a Christian means you're rich, filthy rich.
Or you're being smothered by a mattress.
Oh, I like that. Wait, what?
Yeah, Christians are being smothered.
I don't want to hear about what you and Steve-O do later tonight.
Oh, you got to pay for that.
I'm too broke. First one's free, right?
Wait, didn't you get a free one already? Anyway, let's talk about it later.
It was only now that he had the energy to observe his surroundings. The room was small, but also everything a little boy needed. There was a big, warm fireplace in the gray stone wall across from him. A shelf of intelligent, age-appropriate books. The Holy Bible was in the center of the shelf. And of course, and there was a simple wood dresser of respectable, school-appropriate attire. And of course, a clean porcelain sink for washing up and brushing teeth and such. It was only then that our hero noticed that there was another bed in the room. It was the same as his own bed, except that this other bed had not been made.
He's not being Christian.
I'd like to quickly point out that this is not our hero at all.
No, it's not.
Also, this bed had its own Bible in it. In the bed, of course. And it looked different from the one on the shelf. But where was this new roommate of his? Harry looked behind him to see a small, pallid young boy with shockingly bright red hair kneeling with seeming piety as he prayed to a small statue. At this shocking sight, Harry felt a horror. He quickly composed himself and declared bravely,
"Hello, friend! My name is Harry Potter, and I take it that we are roommates. What's your name?"
Why would you interrupt someone when they're praying, you dumbass?
Because he's a dumbass.
I just figured when he saw the unkempt bed that he just figured, oh, it's a ginger. No soul. Of course.
Maybe that's why you got shocked. Like,
the daywalkers are among us in this school.
Ronald Weasley.
The other boy responded friendly.
Hold on. I'm drinking for this because the other boy responded friendlily and he reached out a hand to shake.
"Welcome to Hogwarts. I am a Christian too."
Welcome to this Christian school. I'm also a Christian, just in case you might have thought that I wasn't. I know the red hair, but I really am a Christian.
Really?
Harry exclaimed delightedly and clasped his hands together. "This is joyous news!" Ronald smiled deviously, and Harry remembered that he had just seen this boy praying to a statue, and he wondered why that would be. But he was new to this whole Christianity thing, and maybe that was okay. Still, it didn't feel quite right. He bravely resolved to would bring it up with Dumbledore.
"Would you like to come with me to breakfast?"
Ronald queried politely. As he got up from the statue he had been kneeling in front of,
"They have delicious food here in the Great Hall." "Would I ever?"
Harry cried delightedly, and he bolted out of bed and brushed his teeth and washed his face. This little one certainly had a healthy appetite. In a jiffy, Harry and his new friend had joined the stream of young lads on the steep, winding staircase heading to breakfast. They could smell the aroma of breakfast from the Great Hall, and it wafted right into their noses. Before they knew it, they were all sitting in the Great Hall.
"Come sit with me and my family,"
Ronald offered eagerly, and he motioned frantically toward a table packed full of people with hair just as red as his.
"Come on, come on, come on. I can't wait for them to see that I have made a new friend."
Harry followed Ronald with the obedience of one who does not have many friends in a new situation.
The fuck?
Okay, drink. Oh, what a difficult circumstance that can be, and How many believers have been led astray by those situations?
Guys, guys, guys!
Ronald screeched joyously as he pulled Harry toward the table of his family.
This is Harry Potter, and he is my new roommate. Hello, Harry!
Roommate, roommate, roommate. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Yeah. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Come to church, church, church.
Hello, Harry! The Weasleys chorused in unison. Welcome to Hogwarts School of Prayer and Miracles.
Hello,
Harry stammered shyly. Something about this group made him nervous.
Nice to meet you.
He sat down at their table. He could smell a delicious breakfast, but where was the food? No sooner had the thought crossed his mind when the Reverend Dumbledore came into the Great Hall's stage and dropped down to his knees and raised his hand skyward and screamed, Dear Lord! Please provide these devout young ones with 3 strips of bacon or links of sausage each two. Ladies.
So this is one. Ordering at motherfucking IHOP.
Yep. Next time I go to a drive-thru, I'm going to do this. I swear to God.
Is it J-Hop? Because it's Jesus' house. Of
Dear God, can I have the number 3?
For the ladies, a bowl of hearty oatmeal flavored with cinnamon and apple chunks, 2 poached eggs cooked all the way through, home fries seasoned with garlic, a glass each of orange juice and milk, and dishes up to the task. Harry was once again amazed to see the food appear in front of him. The food looked and smelled amazing. He suspected good old Minerva had something to do with this delicious spread. But before he dug into the food, he remembered that he had something to discuss with the Reverend.
Pray to God for it. You know that it was God who did that.
Well, yeah, but
he did that godly.
Yes. Harry fought his nervousness, and he ran after Dumbledore as he hopped
dexterously. Isn't that a fucking chemical?
No, that's actually a word.
That is
what?
It's extraneous, but it is
like
a word.
Like dexterity.
Oh, so it was written extraneously.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he ran after Dumbledore as he hopped dexterously off of the stage.
Excuse me!
The young believer cried innocently as he ran after the Reverend as fast as his little legs could carry him.
Excuse me, Reverend!
What is it, son? The Reverend reiterated kindly. He was dressed respectably in sturdy, manly jeans. Every time this guy says manly, or this woman writes manly, I keep thinking she's picturing like Cho and Nietzsche. But...
Oh my God, I'm right ahead. I'm drinking.
Don't do that!
I can't help it!
Sibo, how many years have you been reading fanfic?
Look, when you say the next 8 words, my eyes were drawn to it, okay?
Anyway.
Continue.
He was dressed respectably in sturdy, manly jeans and a red, white, and blue plaid shirt over which a few virile tresses were visible.
So he was a country album cover.
Yeah.
Yep.
And a pair of admirable brown cowboy boots.
Hogwarts is in Texas.
You settling in all right?
I sure am, Harry retorted graciously. How are things with your family?
Very well, replied Dumbledore knowledgeably, and he was impressed with this little one's manners. Was there something you wanted to talk to me about?
Well,
Harry began uncomfortably, and he scuffed his blue sneakered foot against the polished wood floor of the Great Hall.
I woke up this morning and saw my roommate praying to a statue. Is that really an okay thing to do?
That is a real toughie, Dumbledore answered ponderously. Well, I don't worship idols. It is, in fact, a very unchristian thing to do. But you see, here at Hogwarts, we divide ourselves up into sorting hats.
No, you don't.
After breakfast, all the new little ones will choose their hats. Each of the different hats have different beliefs, but we all love the Lord. And what's more in what more in common do you need?
The fuck kind of religion is this?
Yeah.
The best kind.
Hold on. So there's not just one hat now. There's different hats.
Yeah, there's the traditional.
How does that work? The umbrella hat, the beer hat, the beret. I was like,
just between the beer hat and the sword and the cowboy hat. That's about all you need.
The giant cheese hat.
That does sound true,
Harry pondered sensitively. What is it, really? It seems that if we all really love the Lord, we don't need to divide ourselves. Are the divisions between the different hats really so significant as to merit dividing Christianity? What are these divisions?
Well, they are somewhat significant, Dumbledore allowed tentatively. For instance, I am a Gryffindor hat.
And suddenly, Dumbledore turned into a hat.
Yep. Gryffindor is apparently a cowboy hat. We believe everything in the Bible, and only the Bible.
Except Leviticus.
Including all of the self-contradictory things.
Yep. And they keep kosher.
But this part
we especially believe in Leviticus.
That red-headed roommate of yours is a Slytherin hat.
What?
Why are you roommates?
Why are you rooming with a hat?
No, and then Ron, at the end of the chapter, Ron goes up to Harry and says, actually, I've got something to tell you. My real name is Diabolo. I'm Slytherin.
Oh, so it's like the Flintstones meet the Jetsons crossover. My Immortal meets the School of Prayers and Miracles.
Except now I'm picturing that the Slytherin hat is like a black beret, like all the beatniks wear.
The Slytherin hat is actually just a stake. Sound like the mate.
And Slytherins worship statues?
Harry queried innocently. The Reverend nodded gravely.
What?
Then how are they Christian?
Harry questioned skeptically.
Good question.
What about Exodus 24 through 6? There's a Ten Commandment.
That's a Ten Commandment.
That's a Ten Commandment. So much drinky.
Okay, wait. So I missed the first few chapters. So is this literally just a Christian school and there's no magic at all?
This woman
wanted to read Harry Potter to her kids, but she thought she's a stupid Southern woman, you know, who only believes in the Bible and only the Bible, obviously.
She wants to read Harry Potter without the witches.
She thought that reading Harry Potter would turn her kids into witches. So she rewrote it to be Christian. In the Christian version, Harry is just, you know, Hagrid just knocked on his door because he was his neighbor and indoctrinated him into Christianism. And then they prayed and they teleported to Hogwarts. And then they prayed and teleported into Dumbledore's kitchen. And then they prayed and dinner appeared. And then they prayed and the door opened.
And then they
So they're all magic, but like they all depend on this really temperamental like guy to grant them their magic.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. He doesn't seem temperamental so far. He does everything they want.
Oh, so he's just a little bitch then.
Yeah. He's got the console open and is punching in cheat codes. That's what he's doing.
That's the lesson of this story. God's just a little bitch. Wow.
You learn something new every day.
Yep. Well, they do have different commandments, Dumbledore explained well-meaningly.
How does that work?
They love the Lord. And that is all we need.
But do they really love the Lord? Harry posited timidly. If they do, then why do they worship statues?
Dark days are coming, Dumbledore replied earnestly. We need to be inclusive. If there were only Gryffindor hats at Hogwarts, then there would not be many people left.
She's literally admitting, like, hey, the way that our stupid fundamentalist Christianism is really, really bad and no one wants anything to do with it. So we have to kind of just lax on who we let in.
So does that mean when religions are inclusive, they just allow people with other hats?
Apparently.
I think so.
So if you're like a really nice guy with the fedora is actually a religion.
Is it bad if I follow hats?
Oh, God.
And
those are the Hufflepuffs.
TF2 hats.
All right.
I see. Harry conceded uncertainly as he walked back to Ronald's overcrowded table. He was getting nervous about this hat business.
I wish Harry could explain it to me because I don't see.
Well, Harry doesn't either. He was uncertain. I think.
I still don't get it.
That's fine. Right. You don't need to get it. Just keep reading.
No, see, Harry was getting a kid, and Dumbledore's an adult. So
good point. He's authority. You got to be obedient.
And then,
you understand all of it. He was getting nervous about this hat business, but he supposed he did have to trust Dumbledore. After all, grown-ups know best, right? Author's note, blessings!
Blessings is right up there with Gothic and Satanists.
Also, she's not God, Stannis. So she can't God. Give people blessings.
God damn it. This other stand is going to kill me.
Oh, you mean all the verses?
Yes!
Not for us.
Spencer's next. And then Sean, and then Beth.
Hello, friends. I apologize to people whose private messages I haven't been able to reply to.
Just read it normally.
But things are awful busy here in Fort Parsons, and a mommy's work is never done. Many thanks to those lovely friends who have asked about the little ones. It looks like the second sickie, that's not a word, did not have pneumonia after all, and it was just the flu. It was a rough few days, but now...
with the flu!
Does she mean the flu or a cold?
It was just the flu, you know, that one Satan. Thing where you vomit all the time.
It was just
Satan did it.
It was just
it was totally Satan.
You know what? It was
Stan did it.
It was a rough few days, but now all the little Parsonsies are in tip top shape.
Oh God! Phew. I just realized what everyone look at what her actual username is.
She's I'm more shocked that she used a hyphen correctly.
I need another beer. I think
she's used a couple of hyphens correctly before.
I need another low-fat one.
For people who aren't reading along, why the this was written by Proud Housewife. Oh.
Because when you're a housewife, that's all you have to be proud about.
Holy shit, this story has almost 6,000 reviews.
It is the My Immortal. I told you, it's the anti-My Immortal.
Harry Potter walked back to the table of redheads. It was only now that he noticed that they were all wearing black... Never mind. I thought I was going to go...
Black eyeshadow.
We're all black and green.
White foundation.
Snakes. Like a gang.
Yeah.
Tentatively, Harry sat down next to Ronald, who was not wearing a hat, since he, like Harry, was new. So, Harry began nervously, and he bit into a thick, juicy slice of perfectly fried bacon.
At least God didn't overcook the bacon.
What sorting hat do you think you will choose? Chose, sorry. Oh, I will definitely choose Slytherin. Ronald declared confidently, and he began to eat his oatmeal with his hands.
What?
Wow.
Spoons are not godly.
Spoons are against God.
No, because don't you remember the Matrix? There is no spoon.
You have to eat everything with your hands.
Oatmeal hands. My whole family is Slytherins. He gestured to the countless redheads sitting at the table. That's not how Harry Potter went. And they all turned to Harry and smiled and waved. You should become a Slytherin too. We could do it together.
Just picture a whole bunch of Weasleys going gobble gobble. We
Google.
Accept him. We accept him.
Gobble gobble gobble. Who will make you one of us?
I'm wondering how many Weasleys she thinks there are. It's like, there's countless.
47! Like, there's enough to start a sweatshop.
She said countless, but given her education level, that might mean 5.
Harry uttered ponderously, and he took a bite of eggs, like multiple eggs. Why don't you tell me about what Slytherins believe? Sure, Ronald replied ecstatically, and he kept eating his oatmeal. Well, first of all, we believe in Bible, or the Bible.
Eat your fondue.
That is wonderful. Harry reacted happily, and he took a sip of his orange juice. I do as well. Perhaps I could be a Slytherin after all? But wait, that is not all. Ronald continued excitedly and washed his oatmeal down with milk. Gryffindor hats believe in the Bible too, but Slytherins have even more.
He poured the milk into his hands and then drank it.
No, he drank from the carton like a true Satanist.
We have a book full of guidelines on how to be a good person and a whole panel of Slytherin hats to tell us what to do. Harry furrowed his innocent, childish brow and he took another bite of oatmeal.
You know, you're inches away from Christopher Walkeningly reading this.
He's Christopher Walken into a verb.
Yes, because you can turn anything into a verb.
Clearly, it's fanfic.
Why do you need all of that if you have the Bible? Ronald guffawed, and he shoveled more oatmeal into his mouth.
Not with a shovel, but with his hands.
Guffaw, guffaw only.
Why only have the Bible when you can have more?
What a greedy fuck.
Why, that would be like only praying to God. Harry gasped in horror as he bit into more bacon.
How do you gasp while biting into bacon?
It's like it was crunchy.
He gasped in horror as he realized that the bacon was soy bacon.
Just imagine. I mean, I'm shocked, but bacon.
Of course I only pray to God. Who else would I pray to? What about Mary? Ronald posited angrily around a mouthful of oatmeal. You have to at least worship to her. You mean the mommy of our Lord? Harry demanded in scandal. That's not a thing.
And he demanded scandal. Okay,
I don't worship her? Well, then God hates you.
Okay, so all the Slytherins are actually Catholic. That's what she's trying to allude to.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So she hates Catholics.
Ron stated simply, and pieces of bacon flew out of his mouth as he did so. Even though he was eating oatmeal.
Oh my Harry God. No. No. Ron needs to not be Ron Weasley, but Ron Swanson from Parks and Recreation.
Yes.
Well then, God hates you.
Harry was tentative since he was new to this whole Christianity thing. But he did not think God would hate him for not worshiping his mommy, even though that's not how it is.
Stop saying mommy. And daddy, delete those
words
from
existence. I have 10 minutes to do this, guys. Let's go. On the contrary, he had a hunch. I had a hunch that God wanted people. Fuck!
Don't try and force God wanted
people to only worship him.
Wanted people to only worship him. Don't listen to him, commented a drowsy voice self-righteously from behind Harry. Harry turns around and he saw a girl about his own age. Her pale yellow hair was tied into braids. She wore a tie-dye shirt and faded jeans and flowers in her hair. Peace signs and donkey patches were sewn all over her clothes. You should not become a Slytherin hat. The girl continued confidently, and she was eating what looked like it was supposed to be bacon, but it did not smell or taste like bacon. It missed that smoky, meaty taste that bacon is supposed to have. Instead, it tasted like vegetables blended together and died, as in death, as in deceased, as in obituary of a vegetable.
That's my album title, Obituary of a Vegetable.
Yeah, write that down anyway.
Yuck. Harry would take...
How does he know what it tastes like, though?
Because he can look at it and taste it, because he's a Christian.
Apparently.
Over that, any day of the week, they are... Except for Sundays, because that's the Lord's Day. They are far too strict. Harry... skeptically. He was not sure about this whole Slytherin business, but the word strict was not what came to mind. You should become a Hufflepuff hat. You should become a Hufflepuff hat. The girl instructed arrogantly and continued to nibble at her breakfast. That's what I'm gonna do. What do Hufflepuff hats believe in? Harry pondered aloud, and he took a bite of his real bacon. Oh, how he wanted to find the true hat. Hufflepuff hats believe in the Bible, but only some of it. Luna, of course her name's Luna.
Luna, who is in the books, she's a Ravenclaw for one thing.
Luna explained casually, she was still feeding on that stuff. We don't believe in the stuff against fornication and drinking and socialism, but we really like Matthew 7:1.
Which is judge not USG be judged or something.
Drinking.
That's about it. We're really fun and we seem real. She says it like they're not actually nice, but they seem.
Well, that is what it is, but yeah.
We seem really nice and really tolerant as long as you agree with us.
Kind of tipping your hand there, Luna.
Handler. That was when a derisive laughed. Echoed through the cafeteria. A smug-looking young man about Harry's age with slicked back hair, even paler blonde than Luna's, and wearing a sweater vest and khakis, strolled languidly down the row between the rows of tables. Please ignore this fool, Draco drawled smugly. Luna here thinks she can have a career even though she's a woman, and women are stupid.
So the author just called herself stupid.
Harry gaped at this
whole
What a mean thing to say. Women shouldn't not have careers because women are stupid. That's actually not his voice.
Women should not have careers because women are stupid. Harry shouted indignantly. Women are not stupid at all. Women should not have careers because women are nurturing and loving, and their gifts serve them best in the home.
Wow.
We shouldn't be
amazing how someone is so right but so wrong at the same time.
We should this is why we should be super sexist.
Draco gasped tentatively. You are diluting the truth. Women are beneath men. No, I'm not. The man said back bravely. You are twisting the truth so you can be mean with it. Women are not beneath men. Men and women are just different. Luna smiled at him gratefully. Draco was clearly fumbling for ground. Here there is not much ground to stand on when you are being hateful, but he finally came up with, well, at least I don't eat with Slytherin hats. I hate Slytherins, said Draco Malfoy. Ronald began to cry into his oatmeal.
he actually dunked his head in his oatmeal and is going
I don't hate Slytherin hats, Harry declared boldly. I think they should become Gryffindor hats. And that is because I love them. Besides, the Lord ate with sinners
That was Jesus, but you know, whatever.
That's the most. Oh my god.
This is the religion that doesn't believe that Jesus was an actual person.
Thank you, Harry,
Ronald whispered tearfully. Well, you should just become a Ravenclaw hat like me. Draco sputtered blusteringly. We really are the best hat.
I think you mean we really are the most hateful hat.
Cleverly, and then he jumped up onto the table, fell down, snapped his spine, and died.
Then flipped the table.
Oh, I wish it
And he got down onto his knees and unzipped Draco's. No, wait.
Wrong fanfic.
And he raised his hands to the ceiling of the Great Hall, and he bellowed, "Dear Lord, I have made my decision. I am Gryffindor."
And suddenly, Harry was a hat.
And then Harry was the zombies.
Yep. All right, next up we got Sean.
All right. Author's note. Hello, friends. Phew, this chapter took longer to write than I thought it would. There is so much to be done here at Fort Parsons. Some days, I don't think I'll ever get caught up.
But I'm a housewife, so that's okay.
But now that the little ones are sound asleep, I'm finally getting around to putting the finishing touches on this little chapter. I apologize for the delay. Now, there have been quite a few questions and comments coming in, and I thought I would take the time to address a few, since I don't have time to reply individually. First of all, to all the mommies who have expressed their appreciation of this little story of mine, thank you. Your support keeps me writing. Remember, though the glory is not mine, it is the work of a greater cause. And the people who call me names, a Bible-believing Christian, is like a big, ugly monster who lives under a bridge. No, that's a troll. And wanting everyone to do the right thing and to go to heaven makes one a so-called bigot.
Oh, well, that's, so she's
a bigot that's is her a going believer, like, really?
No, what she's saying is like she's going like, oh, so this is what you think?
Well, that's this modern world for you. And finally, to the people who say I am spreading hate, take a look at some of the comments posted here, saying I am a terrible writer and a terrible mother whose children will hate her one day. Yes, they will.
That checks out.
But she will blame the world for it, not her raising skills.
Because that's the Christian thing to do. Who is it who is spreading hate here? Because I don't think it's me. Oh god, this
because
reminds-
only one person in the world could possibly be spreading hate, and it's not me. So,
yeah. This reminds me so much of my family. It's so uncomfortable. The great
when
hall-
when her kids don't turn out well, she'll do. You're like, why, God? Didn't I pray hard enough for you to make them turn out okay? No.
The great hall burst into applause as a red and yellow baseball cap with a line embroidered on the front appeared on Harry's head.
Oh, they are so southern.
He hopped deftly off the table and landed on his little feet. He could feel the love of the Lord surging through him, and he knew he had made the right decision. What was even more... Ah, shit.
What was even more shit?
Shit.
I am so drunk from reading this fan fiction right now.
Oh, good. Then welcome to the fold. Yeah.
Yes.
You can take a break of the alcohol and drink water instead.
No, I need to drink to get through this.
Don't kill yourself.
I will not. He was even more sure of his decision when Hermione dashed across the cafeteria to give him a big, spontaneous hug. She was too sporting a red and yellow baseball cap, although her cap had a kitten on it instead of a lion. "I'm so happy, Harry," she cried gladly, delicate tears streaming down her face.
So they're like Fabergé eggs.
"When I saw you eating with that family, I was so scared. I thought you might become a Slytherin." "Never worry about that," Harry just declared boldly and bravely. "I am a Gryffindor now and forever."
So were you rooming? Why did they put you in a room with someone not?
I don't know. "Well chosen," Dumbledore declared approvingly as he took a long...
"A way to take sides, you dick."
Energetic strides to the cross the crowded, noisy room. "Welcome to Gryffindor, hat, Harry."
"Welcome to the ranch, Harry."
Wait, seriously, it just said welcome to Gryffindor, hat?
Yes. Yep. Harry beamed happily. Truly, he had been blessed as he sat down to finish his breakfast, and he was still glowing from joy. He sat back next to Ronald.
"I'm imagining I'm fantastic, Mr. Fox. You're practically glowing. What is the light?"
"Will you still be my friend, even though you're a different hat?" Ronald asked timidly.
"No!"
"Of course," Harry declared generously, and he began to eat his eggs. He had expected his eggs to be cold now, but with all the hullabaloo, but lo and behold...
Hullabaloo!
Hullabaloo!
Hullabaloo butt!
Hullabaloo butt, lo and behold, they were still piping hot.
"Thanks for putting those back in the microwave for me, God."
He would
God
not
uses a toaster oven.
He uses an eggs toaster.
He would not pretend that what Ronald believed about worshipping the dead, but he could still offer the young boy friendship in the spirit of Matthew 2:16-17.
That's a drink. And real fast, this Sunday, Hogwarts School of Prayer and Miracles presents Hullabalooza.
Hullabaloo, blow and behold.
So that hullabaloo verse is that Bible verse is Jesus eating with sinners and publicans and scribes and Pharisees are like, "How can you do that?" And Jesus is like, "Because I'm not going to let that change. I'm not going to let that affect who I associate with or shit like that."
They're the ones who need the most help.
Yeah, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick, I came not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. So hey, you know, eat with sinners
and the lepers.
Yep.
Especially the lepers.
Yep.
Especially the
lepers.
It was the
biblical equivalent of Jesus saying, "Because shut up," and drops the mic.
"Thank you, Harry," Ronald uttered happily. He may have been sporting a green and black hat with a snake on it, but which testified to his Slytherin beliefs. But he could recognize Harry's pure-hearted godliness, generosity, humility, and innocent goodness. He looked around at his siblings, all of them wearing hats identical to his. And he wondered why none of them were like that.
Oh, they're all just wearing "I'm with stupid" hats.
"Attention, students," Reverend Dumbledore announced authoritatively as he hopped onto the stage and he held the microphone by his mouth. "Congratulations on picking your hat," he continued kindly. "I'm sure you have all chosen wisely." Harry hummed to himself.
Oh, that's not a fucking word.
It is now. It's on the internet. It's a word now.
He hummedly.
Yep.
He knew that the Reverend meant well, but was it really doing the members of other hats much good to tell them that everything was the same when it wasn't?
Yes.
Wouldn't they all be happier if they knew to read the Bible and take it seriously?
No.
Dumbledore thought he was making everyone happy, and perhaps he was in short run. But in the long run, Harry'd worried that he was doing more harm than good.
"Well, I'm going to be dead in a couple of years, so that's all I care about."
Harry did not say anything because he was new to the flock and didn't feel confident in his connection with the Lord. But sometimes it takes newcomers to point out the flaws we don't see in our own communities. The Reverend clapped his hands against each other once. So he just clapped. And then he spoke enthusiastically. Now you will be sharing most of your classes with other members of your hat.
So that you will never interact with other people that don't believe different things.
We just got through repealing the anti-Jim Crow laws.
So it would be good for you to get to know them now. Ravenclaw hats, please gather around Mr. Moody. Hufflepuff hats, please gather around Mr. Sprout. Slytherin hats, please gather around Mr. Finnegan. And Gryffindor hats, please gather around Mr. Snape.
Oh, it's
there are lots of drinking. There are several things wrong with that paragraph.
Yes. Dude, seriously, all she did, she read the story and then just substituted magic and Christianity. I don't know what's wrong with you. This is totally accurate.
I don't even think she read anything except for the reviews that she found online.
She read enough to know what the characters' names are.
No, listen. She didn't read the books.
she just saw the movie.
Imagine if this was the same people who wrote My Immortal. And years later, they're like, what if we did the opposite?
It's more like the brooding.
I know, but I just wish that could be the case.
Now, at the beginning of the breakfast meal, Harry had noticed a tall, mysterious-looking man with long, dark hair and gaunt, enigmatic features.
Enigmatic.
I am drunk.
And gaunt.
Egomatic.
And gaunt. Engine-like features.
Egomatic.
He was a V12.
He was a clone Black Mercedes-Benz.
He was dressed stylishly in a crisp black suit, black MCR shirt with Gerard Way's face on it. And his tie made a shock of red in the otherwise totally black outfit.
He was cosplaying as the spirit.
Yep.
The dark hair on his pale chest was neatly trimmed, but still noticeably thick. And he wore elegant black leather shoes on both feet.
Why do we know what their chest hair is like? Why is that an important detail?
Wait, that wasn't an important detail in the original Harry Potter?
Well, it was, but why is she just...
Because it's sticking out the top of his shirt.
All the characters by beard names.
Clearly.
Chest hair.
It was now that he noticed that on the table that this man was sitting at was a place card on it. Mr. Snape. Placard.
Place card?
I am drunk.
It's mostly the same letters.
Table two.
I'm like on drink number four.
Wow, holy shit. You're almost done, dude.
Yeah. Harry.
Yeah, you can't drink too much more. The fanfiction wins.
Harry followed the other brave young children wearing Gryffindor hats. Author's note, blessings!
And finally we get to back.
That chapter was called Wheat and Chaff.
Shit.
No.
I'm drunk. Author's note, hello, friends. Things have finally calmed down a bit here at Fort Parsons, semicolon, and I am so excited to share with you all a new chapter. One thing I would like to talk about, though, semicolon, many people have been calling me a misogynist. That means woman hater. Friends, I do not hate women. I am a woman. That's now, what is it I have done to have people calling me this? Well, apparently, it is saying that women are loving and nurturing and good. Right, how hateful.
Oh, you lying bitch.
I'm just a big old mean bigot, huh?
That's not what it means!
Wait, does she not know what the word bigot means?
It probably means some kind of southern bread. I don't know.
Wait, wrong. This is not a bigoted thing to say at all. Now, semicolon, it is certainly true that what is written in the Bible about women was used as an excuse to actually be hateful to women. And that is terrible. And there are some people out there who think that all women are stupid or less than men. Friends, colon, this is not what I believe at all. I believe that women have special gifts that are no less than men. In fact, I think that, semicolon, if womanly virtues were respected more, semicolon, the world would be a much better place to live.
Well, she's not going to make it happen.
I wish she just knew how to grammar better.
I wish she knew how to semicolon. Do this writing, semicolon.
I just picture that I just picture that Buzz Lightyear meme with semicolons. Semicolons everywhere.
I can see.
And any of those so-called Christians who hate women and think women are stupid and worth less than men and that God doesn't respect us, semicolon, well, they will all get a very serious talking to from a certain housewife, winky face.
So,
now,
okay. I better back up.
At least that usage of a semicolon was correct in the winky face.
It feels like she's gonna like sexually molest them.
It's a Jeebus thing, I'm assuming.
It's a vagina thing.
I hate you.
Okay,
it's a Jesus thing.
Did you say the Jesus?
Yes, I did.
Max. All right. So that's the end of the author's note. Harry Potter walked nervously over to the table of Mr. Snape.
Okay. Notice how she starts every chapter with saying it, Harry Potter, as if there's another Harry. It's like just
like no, it's like the full name.
Harry Potter and the Walking Lee.
Harry Potter walked nervously over to the table, Mr. Snape. The other little ones wearing red and yellow hats the same. Mr. Snape silently stood up, semicolon, and he motioned with his head for the boys and girls to follow him, semicolon, and he sauntered out of the Great Hall. He led them into a small classroom with a few desks in it. He silently monitored for the little ones to sit down at the desks. They did. He stood up at the blackboard in front of them. "Welcome to Hogwarts School of Prayer and Miracles," greeted the older but still handsome in a dignified, rugged way, amicably.
The older what? She never put a noun on the end of that. She just put lots of
the older, rugged way, amicably.
And then an adverb.
The little ones all sat in respectful attention. "So, you have all chosen the Gryffindor hat?" Mr. Snape queried, semicolon.
No. The picture I just found.
Yeah,
I want to form a response, but all I have is semicolon.
What I imagine Snape being for, like, this version of Snape.
"Yes, Mr. Snape," chorused all the students together.
It's that annoying school kid thing where they go,
Yes, Mr. Snape.
That little stupid sing-song bullshit that for some reason everyone spoke in when they were in school. It just happened.
Yep.
And then eventually you just stop.
It's a cult.
Nobody liked when we did it when I was a kid because they always assumed it was being derogatory. Like, insulting.
Well, I mean, wasn't it always?
Yeah.
At least in my school it was. "Well," Mr. Snape said, semicolon, and he drew his tall strapping form up to its full impressive height. "I would like to say that your choosing will make you happy, semicolon, or that your lives will be easy, semicolon, but I will not lie. There are dark forces in the world, semicolon, and they do not like Christians. And when I say Christians, semicolon, I mean Gryffindor hats. They love They love the Hufflepuff hats, semicolon, because the Hufflepuff hats believe everything these people say and slap the label Christian onto that philosophy, semicolon, and so the Hufflepuff hats make it easier. The Ravenclaw hats, these people claim to not like, semicolon, but then they pretend that the Ravenclaw hats' extremism applies to all Christians, semicolon, so the Ravenclaw hats help them." Harry frowned confusedly, just like everybody else listening to this right now. After the Reverend's acceptance of all the hats, semicolon, he wondered why Mr. Snape was addressing things so directly.
"Because Snape is me! I want to be Snape!"
Oh man, these portraits are so wonderful.
That Severus Snape looks like Billy Joel.
So this is the My Immortal version of Snape.
Yep.
Oh, glob. Terrifying. Oh. Shit, where is I lost it. Harry frowned confusedly. After the Reverend's acceptance of all the hats, semicolon, he wondered why Mr. Snape was addressing things so directly. He found Mr. Snape's honesty refreshing, semicolon, but he also wondered, was the honesty also combined with the hate for others that he had seen in Draco's hat? He thought the other hats were wrong, semicolon, but he did not want Mr. Snape to hate them for being wrong. He wanted to help them. And then, of course, is the Slytherin hats. The Slytherin hats will tell you we are all on the same side because they agree with Gryffindor hats on some things. But do not be fooled. Their leader is working with Voldemort.
Oh, this is so fucking mind-blowing. We need to go back in Tim and get the Voldemort serum.
Voldemort.
Voldemort, the fresh maker.
And then Darth Vader appears.
with Emperor Palm Pilot.
Wait, was that really in My Immortal?
No.
Darth Vader was. And a shocked, horrified gasp echoed through the classroom. Harry slapped his hands over his mouth in an attempt to contain his horror, semicolon, but he was still shocked. His new friend not only worshipped a goddess, semicolon, but he was also now in cahoots with Voldemort, question mark, exclamation.
Oh my goodness, what is this? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've not been paying attention to these posts.
It's
The little ones all gasped again, semicolon. This time they were even more horrified. From the back of the room, a clean-cut, respectably dressed young boy raised his hand.
Oh my god, I'm sorry, I had to take two shots for reading ahead. This next line is the worst.
Yes, you will stop that.
But what about the Constitution? Dean Thomas asked articulately.
Questioned.
doesn't he care about the First Amendment?
Doesn't he care about the First Amendment?
Why isn't Voldemort
American? Isn't this a British school?
It's American.
No, it's in Texas.
It is in Great Britain, Louisiana.
I've not heard of that. Must be a small town. Mr. Snape shook his head sadly. I'm afraid not. And Voldemort is working through him and using them all. Before long, all our freedoms will be gone.
Oh. Every one of our freedoms. I've got an entire stack in the bank and he's going to steal all of them.
Dean Thomas raised his hand again and inquired coherently.
Good thing he wasn't here, right?
But why does Voldemort hate Christians so much? No one knows, Mr. Snape responded tentatively. However, he is on the move, semicolon, and he is gaining power, semicolon, and we Gryffindor hats may be the only ones capable of stopping him.
Semicolon.
Harry was nervous, semicolon, but he clutched his fist determinedly. He was scared, but he was ready to face his evil. Author's note, blessings!
And this chapter is called Refreshing Honesty, so...
It's called Refreshing Honesty, question mark.
She is just so transparent in every single thing she has these characters say.
So we're more than halfway through.
At least.
And Steve,
I like the more drunk that you get, the more like a teenager your voice cracks and everything.
Dr. Shawless, I need to be excused from gym class today. I need to go to the nurse for my wet pants syndrome. Oh my god, this is terrible though. Oh my god, I didn't think it would be this bad. And I'm the fucking director of this.
These proportions, also this late, the latest Snape portrait is, it's a portrait.
Alright, well,
oh good god.
What Photoshop fuck uppery did that have to happen? Like, okay, and
please.
He said sarcastically.
Be your own narrator.
Man, these
phrases to Jesus.
It takes me back to the days when, you know, people would kiss passively.
Yeah.
And to retort politely.
I hope Senpai notices me, she said noticingly.
Noticingly.
Noticingly. There you go. All right, well, I'd like to thank all of our readers. Dave wasn't here. So not Dave. I rescind my thank you for Dave. Logan, Steve, Sean, Brad, Roy, Beth, and myself and the referee Val. And Devin for posting random anime anatomy problems. And we'll catch you all next week with the thrilling conclusion of Harry. What is it? Harry Potter, or is it no Hogwarts School of Prayer and Proposition
Miracles?
No, it's the Hogwarts School of Proposition 8 and Pray the Gay Away.
In parentheses. Right.
Actually, at this point, I'm halfway certain that it's Hogwarts School of Obedience.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Level 99, Fanfic Nation, Level 99, Rolling Thunder, aka Fasto's Adventure Theme. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.